Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Boston said goodbye today to longtime television news anchor Chet Curtis. His funeral mass this morning was attended by politicians and journalists, friends and family, and some people who knew Curtis only for the news he delivered in Boston for 45 years. WBUR's Dolores Handy was there and has the story.
Hundreds of mourners filled the magnificently restored 120-year-old St. Cecilia's Catholic Church in Boston's Back Bay for a final farewell to one of Boston's most respected citizens. Chet Curtis, longtime news anchor at WCVB TV Channel 5 and later at New England Cable News, was remembered today with tributes from his three daughters. The eldest, Dana Curtis Keep, recalled her father's generosity, not just to his peers in the newsroom.
He gave in ways too numerous to mention, often quietly and behind the scenes when someone going through a tough time simply needed a hand. He gave time, encouragement, support, and second chances. We learned the true joy in giving.
Chet's middle daughter, Dawn Curtis Hanley, said that while her father's remembered at the anchor desk, he loved being out in the field as a reporter.
He loved the smaller human interest stories about the people who make up the fabric of this city. His imprint has been deeply etched into the coverage of local news in Boston for the past 45 years. As Dad used to say, it is the stuff of dreams to be paid for doing what you love.
The youngest of his three daughters, Lindsay Curtis, echoed her sister's praise of their father as a father.
Dad was our greatest cheerleader and took pride in watching us through every part of our life. Through all the accolades he received for his professional career, he always said we were his biggest accomplishments.
Chet Curtis's mother died while he was still an infant. His father passed away when he was a teenager. He began his career in broadcast journalism at the age of 15. He worked at major news stations in Washington, D.C. and New York City before arriving in Boston in 1968, where for many in this city he became part of the family. Mourners included Bev Hanley of Grafton. She only knew Curtis as part of the nightly news team at Channel 5, watching the news with Chet and his co-anchor and then-wife Natalie Jacobson was part of her evening ritual.
Back then, it was you came home and you had dinner with him, and you made your night complete.
There were former colleagues from Channel 5, Susan Warnick, Jim Boyd, Dick Albert, Mike Lynch, Pam Cross, and David Boeri, now with WBUR.
Chet was a king. But the true measure of a man is how good a servant he is. And that's what this service was about. Chet was a great servant. I mean, his humanity was most important in the end, and that all came through here. Not how terrific he was in the news, but what a great human servant he was.
Chet Curtis died last week after a battle with pancreatic cancer. He was 74 years old. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.